Much that needs to be said softly. Gentle now, listen first to silence. If you can find it here in a budget hotel room outside City Hall, no matter what the city name, along an old highway named in the even numbers, it tells true what you might know about yourself, no one else. If then fortune provides a share of wisdom serving comfort, be resilience voiced slow enough to stop tides raised up from battering days we cannot change. Shift so we have words like future, like presently, like truth. I believe in you, your strength. I am with you to hear what turns across night. Stay long enough, learn what was heard. Mariners astray. How many miles between where we said we would be, now that we're so far gone, and the drift that took us? It started soon as the wind raised us up from meanings, compasses, and barometers lay against vision and sea. Hear that sound seen between waves, rigging the aching keel, horizon ripping into night's colors? Give me a harbor, clear water, an anchor road holding us tight through dawn, so we might learn to stop or gain a bearing true enough to find home. Were we always so lost in believing we did not see? The bill is due. Oh, we made it. Tomorrow, now, when we know so little. Please ask me, yourself, friends, undiscovered who proximately sit or pass with us. What next? How? Is it true, smoldering there where we aren't present, or a joke at our expense? Payment coming due with our lives. Unmarked vans carrying ordered men are a mask to make apparent how very quiet some would say we should stay. Those very good people sleepwalk like Soviet soldiers on parade. Go on, smell the tin air, machinery makes grinding new gears. Do you love money more than justice? In Cypress Creek, Wimberley, Texas, where water edged to green wood and stone ran clear, albeit shadowed, one water snake passed in the current, a gray wave making no threat or bother, just ambling down the June flow rising from Jacob's Well. The fish didn't care, moved along or not, like always. All the people watched intently. They didn't really know if it was still there, if it meant something bad. 50 yards away, it was more gone than going, just being what it is, a flash in eyes, taking the ride we're all also on, calmly, past shores others own. Thank you. too much too many times to count. Stand up now. We the people who witness, who wait silent, who have allowed this killing, who speak without action. Our neutered words lace bleak boots of commissioned men, privileged to not admit how they claim authority in their administration of justice. Torn out to burn, tarnished blue paper matches flared a tender night. Smoldering injustice hung into the air, smoke, ripe, and unsavored fruit of what we ignited with our ignorant hands. The specifics. The man killed is George. Could have been Eric, Freddie, Michael, Philando, Sean, another brother, father, or son. Floyd. This time it is Minneapolis, could have been almost anywhere. Minnesota, the officers made a choice. We gave them power. Where is our America? What new will we, being called to this unfinished work, may carry forward us together, true and just? Democracy. Choices, being we are, the lawn to be removed or replanted, the paint where some question of tint rises up louder than the neighbors would like. No, these never really get answered in consensus, just the acquiescence one gives for the other to give some quiet. But it's never really peace, time enough to get done what was to be done. Somewhere the ballot boxes gather dust, the paper gets ordered, and a Pete Seeger song sounds right for now. Come all you good workers, good news to you all tell. If you decide to own yourself today, what might have been the thought about the time the TV got shut off for the night? I'm so tired of myself being tired of this half-made life, going day to day through not so amicable requests. Work and conversation mince mornings and daylight into the bland supper, and what lasts like the garbage stinking in its hot August baked pan. Vote for a better world, new shoes, doorways, what is it made into a wall? Sunset. Just after, Virginia hills and trees mark heavy scars against the foreclosed horizon. Light rolled west across the day, slipped beyond where we had been coming from. I couldn't see a damn thing without a flashlight beyond the cabin porch. There wasn't much to witness. Campfire long since doused, children fighting into bed, crude electric lamps clicked to the fatiguing darkness. We would be mostly going home soon, would leave earlier if love didn't make hope such a cold and raw tether. Those 1,300 miles eat a lot of joy, leave precious little else but crumbs and dust. Measures of success. So said he who wanted to be a king. I stood up today, did not shoot myself by accident or intentionally. Thinking of solutions, I walked in rain and improvised a sturdy umbrella. Balanced sheets between a tight, budget-conscious self on the left hand and the right, meandering me into the hotel lobby where almost everything was now closed down to prevent excessive sneezing by average people who want to smell your breath and mine, apparently. Lucky how the doors opened happens so quick and weather eases here to there. I ran out and said, Aloha! Running to the gold-slicked street for a ride that hadn't yet arrived. No cab drivers tooled traffic as intimate imitators of the favorite bright carp looking for supper. So I waited some time to watch the gathering world reeling back to what I, too, have forgotten so well. I cannot tell you how or why I am going on with delight or any kind of faith. These bold steps bring me your honor and love, even if I only get your wallet. Rest. Stop. Being what you were yesterday, given forgiveness, now can be a kind of change made up, maybe wholly new. Alternately, additively grown, slow like the rings in a tree, pauses shape futures too, so you can be yourself still. No need for transpositions into what we make a myth out of, or for substantiation for faith. Off beats, off pages, outside scores kept presently confidential in chambers, timing blood and breath. Oh, take a rest here. Here between aside annotations, calling for no enunciation. Then go on again, note by note.
Darkness, quivering heat in the atmosphere.
perpetuation of the swamping reefs from the cotton breaks over a stunning ocean bottom, our insufficient parts takes beyond what we thought we had to do. Another ebb, then flow, the rank of floods carried to our eventual shore to the deck where we walk back, where repetition removes almost every trace we thought we left. While water washes under feet, the easy footing is gone, grain by grain. Aren't you tired, too? Late season plantings. How is it now, like you expected? What grows up despite the freezing seasons and the balance heat brings up in equal magnitude for summer? Maybe I anticipated different outcomes, too much made into today. Maybe it was never meant to be easy, good so we might recognize better if we lived long enough. Now I plant seeds for an autumn harvest. It's growing time, these late days, like I never imagined possible. I hold hope we all get a second round of the bountiful good taken for winter.
Soliloquy of the tree felled in the forest. I am trying to figure this out, this matter of being, which is what we're all either doing or ignoring or deluding ourselves into believing we have understood. It's leaving me stumped. Which is to say, I feel cut off, cut down, a bit lost for what feels like a loss of whatever it was that I had that reached skyward. As above, so below, so they say, so I suppose that's to say I have roots too, but what was lost isn't connected to those roots any longer, and what's missing feels like it was very much me, much more than what's left stumpy here in the stubbled, rubbled rack of my psychological homeland. Where do these roots go? What still connects? Are we united? What's drawing up, and will it be enough to bring back some growth and flourishing? What's the probability someone will stumble back in here with lopping shears and cut back what I'm working so hard to grow? Do you believe in asking questions like, do you believe in love? I do. I think there are so many ideas and concepts that people don't think to think about that we've lost touch with the meaty part of meaning. I think language and words matter in whatever form the language words form into. Languaging through text, through pictures, through sound is the sole path to meaning something beyond reaction and our carnal drives. It matters what we say, how we answer, and it matters tremendously that we say it. I do my best to not speak anything perfunctorily. And even if language isn't your thing, how am I to know what you mean until you say it? I don't expect you to read my mind. I don't even expect you to empathize or sympathize with me, but I do expect that we will do no harm to one another so that we might all grow free, full, and stretching into starlight. I'm stretching here, but I don't know how to rise up from this ground. I don't even know how to dream right now. Yes, our actions matter. Also, if our actions are disassociated from the articulation of intentions or considerations of consent and accountability, then they are meaningless, a matter of what we might give someone, what someone wants, but no connection, little more than the satisfaction of an urge until the next urge requires satisfaction. Don't you also want to return to this earth something more than dust, smoke, and rotting loss? I love you. I will tell you that over and over, and whatever I am made to be, opulent instrument to humble spoon to petrified and transmuted stone, I will continue to tell you in every way I am able.